Look at Me, a novel by Jennifer Egan, narrated by Rachel Warren. We walk through ourselves, meeting robbers, ghosts, giants, old men, young men, wives, widows, brothers in love, but always meeting ourselves. Ulysses, James Joyce. Part 1. Double Life. Chapter 1. After the accident, I became less visible. I don't mean in the obvious sense that I went to fewer parties and retreated from general view, or not just that. I mean that after the accident, I became more difficult to see. In my memory, the accident has acquired a harsh, dazzling beauty. White sunlight, a slow loop through space, like being on the tilt-a-whirl, always a favorite of mine, feeling my body move faster than and counter to the vehicle containing it. Then a bright, splintering crack as I burst through the windshield into the open air, bloody and frightened and uncomprehending. The truth is that I don't remember anything. The accident happened at night, during an August downpour on a deserted stretch of highway through corn and soybean fields a few miles outside Rockford, Illinois, my hometown. I hit the brakes, and my face collided with the windshield, knocking me out instantly. Thus, I was spared the adventure of my car veering off the tollway into a cornfield, rolling several times, bursting into flame, and ultimately exploding. The airbags didn't inflate. I could sue.